Hello everybody, welcome once again to this podcast that is called Roots and Culture. On our radio wave, Unity Sound System Radio, you can find us on the web, www.cultureunite.com.co, that's the web page. On the top, you're going to find the radio, just play on the radio, Unity Sound System Radio, and you're going to have all information, different programs, music, interviews. Programs like this, the podcast that is in English, Roots and Culture. This is an strategy, an alternative, a pedagogical proposal to practice, to promote English as a second language. We play music, we talk a little bit about the artist, we talk a little bit about the sounds, and we go behind the lyrics. So for today, we have an artist that is from New York, from Harlem. We are talking about Kelis. The beautiful girl, she has done a lot of albums, and for today we are gonna talk a little bit and we are gonna listen the album that is called Tasty. We have the vinyl in our hands, so we're gonna play the vinyl today. We're gonna have different songs from the vinyl. We're gonna talk a little bit about this great artist, but let's start with music. Let's start with one song that is really nice, really cool. It was a hit on the time. So we are talking about Milkshake. The video is an amazing video. You can go to YouTube and try to look the video, explore the video, because it has a lot of visuals. It's a nice work what they did with the visuals. The colors, the clothing, the way they dance, the way they talk. All the environment, all the setting. For some people, can be like some thing that is sexual, for some people can be something that is artistic. So different opinions, but for us it was a nice video as well, a nice song. So let's enjoy this song, Milkshake, from the album Tasty. This is Kelis, our guest in our podcast Roots and Culture. Milkshake is the song that we just had from this album that is called Tasty. This is the third studio album by Kelis. It was originally offered to Britney Spears for her fourth studio album, In the Sun, but it was rejected for unknown reasons. The song was released in the United States on August 27, 2003 by Star Trek and Arista Records, and it was written and produced by the Neptunes, a duo that had made the majority of Kelis' songs in the past. According to Kelis, Milkshake in the song is used a metaphor for something that makes women special. The song is known for its euphemistic chorus and low-beat R&B sound. So this is some information about the song that we just had. We were talking before, if you go to the video, you will find a nice video talking about the people who is dancing, talking about the performance, talking about the makeup, the lights, the colors that they are using. We have to say it, actually the cover of the album, it has like the information that it has explicit lyrics. For some people will be like sexual suggestion, for some people will be just artistic, but anyway, beyond that point, we have to say that all the video was made in order to offer something nice for the music industry, and that was what they did. Milkshake on the video is also her boyfriend or friend with rights, whatever you want to call him, Nash. He is on the video as well, and he is collaborating on some of the albums, actually on this one. The song peaked the number 3 on the US Billboard Hot 100 chart in December 2003, becoming Kelis' best entry to this day. Outside the United States, the song topped the charts in the Republic of Ireland and peaked inside the top 10 of the charts in Australia, New Zealand and United Kingdom. Milkshake was certified gold in the United States, where it has sold a lot of paid downloads. The song was nominated as well for a Grammy Award for Best Urban or Alternative Performance in 2004. So, what we were saying before, beyond the sexual content that the song or the video can have, we have to say that it's a nice alternative and urban performance, and the Grammy Award, the organization, they decided as well because it was nominated. So let's talk a little bit about this artist Kelis before we go to the next song. Remember, this vinyl that we have in our hands is divided in four different sides: side A, B, C, and D. And the side A is the song that we just had, Milkshake, and the next song that is we are gonna play is including the same side of this vinyl. So she was born and raised in Harlem. Yes, she's from New York. Her real name is Kelis Roger, but she's better known by just her first name, Kelis. Years of chart dominating songs and thrilling boundary pushing music, full of resulting in millions of albums sold and numerous top 10 hits. She has released 6 albums. She has won Brit, Q, and NME Awards. NME Awards, that's the name. She has been nominated for 2 Grammy Awards, and her latest album, Food, made with a lead band and horn session, means a sound that is rusty, raw, and soulful without ever being retro. Upon release, the album was praised as one of her most adventurous works yet. Kelis has toured every corner of the world. I'm not sure if she has been here in South America, specifically in Colombia, but she has performed at every major festival. She has shared the stage with the world's top artists. Important to say as well that she is a fashion icon and designer muse since the early days of her career, and she is celebrated for a personal style. So with that information, let's listen the next song from this album, Tasty, and the song is called Trick Me. This is Kelis on Roots and Culture. Trick Me, that was the track number 2 that is included on the side A of this vinyl that is called Tasty by Kelis. Just a review, remember, we were talking before that this vinyl has 4 different sides. We are on the side A, where we have the intro, we have Trick Me, we have Milkshake, and we have another song that is called Keep Down. So let's go with the songs. Let's talk about the writer, the producer of each tracks, well, some of them. So the one that the writer was Dallas Austin, the producer was Austin as well. The previous one, the first song that we played on this podcast was Milkshake, and guess who was the writer? It was Mr. Pharrell Williams was the writer. The producer was the Neptunes. Then we have Keep It Down, the writer is Austin. In Public is another track that is included in the side B. Actually, In Public is gonna be the next track. So the writer is Dana Stinson. Kelis as well is a writer, and the producer of the song In Public is Rock Wilder. We have Flashback, another song. In here the writer is Williams, and of course the producer are the Neptunes. Number 7, we have Protect My Heart, writer again Mr. Williams, producers Neptunes. And one of the songs that we're gonna have on this podcast is called Millionaire, and in here the writer is Andre Benjamin, and the producer Andre 3000, that's the label. So that is some information. We are going now to the side B of this vinyl, where we have the song that is called In Public. This one is with Nash. We were talking before about Nash, where they had a relationship and they were involved on the production of the album on this one, on the song that is called In Public. You can look for it, you can explore it on YouTube, the video. Side B, the song that we're gonna play in public, also Flashback and Protect My Heart. Those three are the songs that are included on this side B of the first vinyl. We have the vinyl in our hands. Actually, there are two vinyls that are included on this album. The album is produced by Kelly's. 2003 is the year. It has an amazing artwork on the cover. We can see her beautiful face with some makeup, something you can just appreciate a little bit. In this one, she's showing all her, let's say in a way, her natural beauty, but as well with the help of the makeup, because maybe this is a demand for selling purposes. And on the back part of the vinyl, there is an interesting picture because she's sitting down on a milkshake, something that is very attractive when you want to sell an album. So I think the producers, all the people that are behind this work, that was what they were thinking about it. So let's go with another song. We are moving to the side B, and this time it's gonna be In Public, The Sun, Kelly's, Nash, on the album Tasty, here on the podcast, Roots and Culture. That was Millionaire, which features Andre 3000, and it was released as the album's third single on October 18, 2004. The song peaked at number 3 on the UK singles chart, becoming the album's third consecutive top 3 entry. Millionaire attained modest success elsewhere, reaching number 11 in Finland, number 23 in Australia, and number 27 in New Zealand. As well, Trick Me, that was released on February 17, 2004, was the second single from the album. The track was successful in Europe, Oceania, peaked at number 2 on UK singles chart, while charting inside the top 5 in Australia, Ireland, New Zealand, and Norway, and the top 10 in Austria, Denmark, Germany, and Switzerland. So, also, before we were mentioning that Kelly's, her other career was, she was a chef. Between 2006 and 2010, Kelly's trained part-time as a chef, and she graduated from Le Cordon Bleu Culinary School during 2006. Kelly's wrote a cookbook with Lauren Passavento and designed her own line of fashion accessories called Cake. So as you can see, she has done a lot of things besides music. She has been involved on cooking. She has been on the fashion line with accessories. In 2007, she was in talks to host a Project Runway show for VH1 and auditioned for various films and TV roles. In 2013, Kelly debuted her sauce line Feast at the Beverly Hills Food and Wine Festival, and the line went on general sale in 2015 under the new name of Bounty and Fool. She has described sauce as what accessories are to woman's outfit. Sauce defines where the dish is from and who's making it. That was some information about this great artist from Harlem, New York. Remember, you want to check more info, you can go to the webpage that is called iamkellys.com. Also, you will find her on the social media, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. On Instagram, you will see all her progression, talking about her style, how she was before, 2000, 2006, 2010, and now how is she right now at this time. So that was the podcast. We already had the music. We had some information. Remember, this is with vinyls. We play the vinyls, and we talk a little bit about the artist, about the music, about the design as well, photography, everything that is involved with this, with the production of album, with the production of music. At the beginning, we were talking about different points of view about her career, talking about Kelly's. When you go to the videos, you will see how she perform on in front of the camera. For some people is like something that is aggressive. For some people will be something that is with sexual content. For some people will be just artistic. Well, different opinions. But it's what we try to do, to talk a little bit, going beyond the lyrics, going beyond the visuals. This is the podcast, Roots and Culture. For next segment, we are gonna have more music, more interviews, more information. This is happening every Wednesday. You can find us on the social media as well, on Facebook, as Culture Academy. Remember, this is a pedagogical project. We promote the use of English as a second language. That's why we play music. We talk a little bit the artist. If you want to be part of this program, it's very easy. Try to find us on Facebook, Culture Academy. We do podcast, we do conversation club, we do film sound, and you can find us as well. You can listen this podcast on the web. The web is cultureunited.com.co. On the top of the page, you will find the part for radio, that is Unity Sound System Radio. Click on that, and then every Wednesday you will find all information about this podcast. On YouTube, you can find us as well on our channel, Culture Academy. As well, you will find some information, videos, and some posts about the podcast. And next Wednesday, remember, we come with more music. If you have a vinyl, you have a specific artist, or you have a specific topic you want to talk to, so let us know. We're gonna organize everything for make it possible. So remember, this is happening in Bogota, Colombia, South America. Culture United is our central home, cultural center, on the web, www.cultureunited.com.co, or the radio is called Unity Sound System, and you can find us as well as Culture Academy. This is the podcast, Roots and Culture.